Hello, I'm Dr. Steve Showalter, your host for Science Elements, a digest of cutting-edge research from the American Chemical Society, the world's largest scientific society. A little more than 50 years ago, Rachel Carson published Silent Spring. It was a landmark book that, as our ACS colleague Christina Brittle recently observed, opened people's eyes to the connection between chemicals and their unintended effects on the environment and human health. The book set the stage for the birth of an environmental perspective grounded in science that captured the public's interest, challenged the old scientific and industrial guard, and over time inspired significant changes in our perception and care for the environment. Yet, as former ACS President Nancy Jackson recently pointed out, scientists seldom discuss how Carson's work has influenced chemists and the chemical industry. Here's a hint. Think big. Today, Jackson says Carson's systemic ecological approach provides the backbone for green chemistry, which has become a major force worldwide. Now, chemists choose processes that create less waste, use less water and resources, solve problems without being more powerful than necessary, and develop products that degrade and metabolize in concert with nature. In this episode, we pay belated tribute to Rachel Carson and celebrate some of the recent advances in green chemistry that offer the hope of a sustainable future. So in the next few minutes, you'll hear about how a mobile app could help propel green chemistry to the forefront of science, how a new technique could slash the cost and waste associated with the production of an important psychiatric drug, and finally, comparing the green to clean. Mention mobile applications or mobile apps and people think of games, email, news, and other software for Apple, Android, and other smartphones and tablet computers. But scientists in North Carolina say they've created an app with broader impact. The first mobile application to foster wider use of the environmentally friendly and sustainable principles of green chemistry. Their report appears in ACS Sustainable Chemistry and Engineering, a new monthly society publication. Sean Eakins, Alex Clark, and Anthony Williams point out that the companies that manufacture medicines, electronics components, and hundreds of other consumer products have a commitment to work in a sustainable fashion without damaging the environment. That's the heart of green chemistry, often defined as the utilization of a set of principles that reduces or eliminates the use or generation of hazardous substances in the design, manufacture, and application of chemical products. Their article describes a guide on how to do exactly that with solvents. Eakins points out that solvents are key ingredients in processes for making medicine. Some traditional processes generate up to 100 times more waste than the chemical, such as a drug, that they are making. The Solvents Guide was developed by the ACS Green Chemistry Institute's Pharmaceutical Roundtable, a group of 14 pharmaceutical companies. The Green Solvents mobile app version of the guide for Apple devices covers 60 different solvents. It's available online at www.bit.ly/GCI solvent app. With two P's. The Lab Solvents app for Android devices is available online at www.bit.ly/GCI lab solvent app. In yet another demonstration of the power of green chemistry, scientists in India report that they have developed a new and more efficient process for making one of the most costly and widely used medication for severe mental illness. They say the new process produces larger amounts of the medication than the existing commercial processes while reducing the use of solvents and other potentially toxic substances. Their report appears in ACS Sustainable Chemistry and Engineering. Vijay Avithal Mathad and colleagues point out that paliperidone, marketed under the brand name Invega, is one of a new generation of medicines for schizophrenia, a severe form of mental illness. Paliperidone has advantages over other medicines, but the current process for making it is expensive and inefficient. As a result, the medication costs about $18 per tablet in the United States. The process also requires use and disposal of large amounts of solvents that require special handling. To overcome these problems, Mathad developed a new recipe for making paliperidone. It not only yields larger amounts of the medicine, but uses less solvent. The process utilizes an innovative and environmentally friendly method for purifying the medication. Mathad says the sustainability of the process lies in its capability to withstand the cost pressure when the drug becomes completely generic. He says that reducing the raw material cost not only makes it sustainable, but it should be environmentally and production friendly. Many of us have heard the old adage, you can't always judge a book by its cover. Updating that to modern times might translate to, you can't always compare the greenness of products from their labels. The environmental certification seals, preferred ingredient lists, and consumer product guides appearing on cleaning products in the United States and abroad are the topic of the cover story in Chemical and Engineering News. CNEN is the weekly news magazine of the American Chemical Society. In the article, Assistant Managing Editor Michael McCoy explains that cleaning products are at the forefront of efforts to inform consumers about the sustainability and environmental impact of goods used on a daily basis. Supporters of the guides, lists, and certifications believe that these resources help manufacturers make safer products and consumers make more informed purchasing choices. However, many manufacturers and suppliers believe that the eco-labels also confuse some consumers. Some companies, for instance, think that the lists and guides take too narrow a view of the eco-friendliness of products. They believe that the lists and guides need to look more into the entire environmental footprint of each product, such as how much energy is involved in its production and usage. Another perceived problem with eco-labels is that they focus on the general hazards of the ingredients but not the possible risks associated with the actual use. Still, these labels and guides are slowly but surely catching on with both manufacturers and consumers. Well, that's all for now. I'm Dr. Steve Showalter for the American Chemical Society. Science Elements is adapted for podcasts from ACS Press Releases and the ACS Weekly Press Packs. To access this week's Press Pack, January 30th, 2013, go to www.acs.org/pressroom. From all of us at Science Elements, thanks for listening.